Good evening. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee. It is Tuesday, June the 9th, and it is 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Wendy Schrell, and I'm calling this meeting to order. I'm going to take the role as I understand it. Ifeah Wangaza.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Joe Wanzala.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Wendy Schrell is here. The person missing as the interim CFO would be Laverne Williams, and we're still missing a member from WPFW. Is there anybody I've forgotten? Well, either way, we have quorum, and we're going to make the, hopefully this will be a fairly short meeting. I know Bonnie has to leave early. We're really just here to talk about the what we found out on our research on places to meet in New York City and pick a date for the PNB meeting. So,
my door, I'll be right back.
Okay. Is there anybody else that had anything they need the coordinating committee to consider? Okay. I'll just tell you that I put out a few feelers, and Frank LaFever was very nice to spend some time researching some. I'm telling you, we were looking at rock bottom pricing kind of places, and there's actually quite a few of them. Didn't get to go look at any of them or anything, but we were working on that, kind of coming at it from that angle. You know, of course, always it's better if you can have the meeting place and the lodging in the same place, and we hadn't gotten that far. And then through email, we've discovered that Grace has found a place that where we possibly could have the, or where we could have the meeting and the lodging all in the same place. So I guess should we just go ahead and talk about that? Grace, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I found this location through a contact at Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, their New York office, actually through the Jane Addams Peace Association. And Wilf has a contract with this hotel, so they're familiar with it because they do kind of internship programs with students at the UN because Wilf is an NGO. So they recommended it, and it's not the cheapest place in the world, but the accommodations are very nice. We could make it cheaper depending upon how we want to arrange ourselves. We figured six rooms for Thursday night, that's 12 people or 11 people, something like that, and 11 rooms for Friday and Saturday nights. So
this assumes that that people are going to double up, and if they're not going to double up, then they would pay for their own room, I guess, right?
Yeah. There's another possibility, and that is having three people in a room, because the slightly larger rooms are actually quite large. They have 750-foot rooms. They're like little one-bedroom apartments, kind of, with a kitchenette, so you can cook in there, too. And there's a room, and then another room with a pull-out sofa, that basically two queen beds, and then you can get a roll-in, whatever it's called, for, I don't know what it is, $33 or $35, for a third person, each person in a separate bed. And if people want to go two people in the queen or king size beds, that would be even cheaper, but I don't know if anyone would go for that. So there's some fluctuation, but just considering two people in a room, the cost would be, I just sent it to, I think, all of you in the mail, is a total of $6,563 for half of the people on Thursday night and everybody who's going to be staying there for Friday and Saturday night. So it would be $6,563 just for the rooms, including tax and fees.
What's the per room charge, Grace? It's just so much easier to figure it that way.
Can someone scroll down to one of the emails I sent? It's not in the same email.
I don't
email.
See it.
Okay. Well, it's going to take me a minute or two to get that email.
I'm sorry,
so many.
Just divide. This is LaVarne. Just divide by two. What was the total number?
No, I not divide by two. I mean, there were calculations done. Let me try to figure out who sent me the email. Sorry. It's in an earlier email. A woman from Wilf helped me with the logistics for this, and it's in an earlier email that I copied you all on, but I've sent about six emails regarding this already. I can't seem to find it right now. Why don't we continue the discussion, and I'll
I think I've got it here. This $199 a night for one bedroom suite or one bedroom unit suites a maximum of three people or two people. That's it.
Okay, there's another email.
This is
with
a pretty
all...
early one, actually, where we said all this.
And does it do all the calculations?
It says, if you had three people per room, it'd be $800 for the first night, $1,600 for the second night, $1,600 for the third night.
Okay.
If we had two people for a total of $4,000, and if we had two people per room, it was $5,600. One person per room would be $11,000.
Jesus.
But we're not doing that. I mean, we...
Yeah. Okay, so... I sent everyone a bunch of rooms. They have different room types and different configurations possible. But I think the most conservative estimate, not most conservative, the most realistic estimate is the one I just calculated. So let's say it's $199 a room plus taxes and fees, and at least two people can be put in the room, if not three.
But the big upside is that they have a meeting room that would hold over 100 people like we need,
120.
And it would all be in the same place.
It's in the same...
Their catering is ridiculously expensive, but there's lots of places to go out and eat around there.
Yes, it is wheelchair accessible, so that's all taken care of.
And it meets all of our technical specs.
Yes.
And the charges for the meeting space...
$19.50.
And sound?
Plus, I assume roughly the same amount for tea and coffee service as we've paid before. I asked that question. I haven't received an answer yet.
Is there any reason that we wouldn't ask for three to a room?
No, it just has to be calculated because the larger rooms are a little more expensive.
No, that's not what I mean of the hotel, that we wouldn't ask of the board members three to a room, and any deviation from that would be at individual expense.
That's up to you all.
Especially since there would be three separate beds or sleeping spaces.
Yes.
I think that's totally reasonable.
Well, the thing is, what we need to do first, I think, now is just to pick a date, which we were waiting to see what availability was. This place is available on July 10th, 11th, and 12th. Now, what I never heard back from was, is it available on July 31st, August 1st, and 2nd?
Yeah, it's available on the other dates.
Okay.
There's a little bit of iffiness about the conference room, but it looks like it's open.
Okay. Well, since the conference room is the whole reason that we're picking to live at this place, do somebody want to make a motion that this meeting be held, or do you want to talk about this? Is this date of July, the week after 4th of July weekend, is that the best time for us to meet? I kind of think that it probably is because we have, you know, first of all, it's close to the month of June, which we can't meet in the month of June, but it's close to the month of June, closer than 3 weeks later. And also, you know, at the end of August is the, or in September is when the other meeting of the PNB is supposed to be. And so if we wait until the 1st of August, then that really throws off a September meeting, too. So
yeah.
What do people think?
I would assume that the weekend right after the 4th of July would be the most empty for most people. Because if they're going to party, they're going to party on the 4th.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, we're Pacifica. We don't party.
Well.
Let's see. This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello there. Do you know what the cost of room plus the meeting space was for the recent meetings?
I do. I got a spreadsheet. I was quite shocked that the hotel costs were high for the L.A. in-person meeting. And I think that's because we failed to follow up and charge people for their half when they stayed in private
rooms. Can you forward us that spreadsheet?
Yeah, as soon as I can locate it, I'll forward it to you.
Is there any reason that we haven't still done that, having recognized that oversight?
I think it just is an oversight that we didn't follow up on that.
No, it's not too late. I mean, we, you know, people wanted to have their own private rooms, and so they were fully happy to pay for them. So I don't think it's too late to build them.
Okay.
Dan, do people have a rough idea of what plane fares cost for a typical meeting?
That should be pretty cheap for New York.
It's all going to be on this spreadsheet because it has all the expenses.
Okay, that's.
There's an earlier. This is a corrected spreadsheet which I'm going to send you now, and then there's two spreadsheets in one email outlining the L.A. meeting and the Berkeley meeting. This one is going to be a little more expensive, but New York is tough.
Right. I'm just curious. Would it be? Is it going to add? Come out to like $15,000 or $20,000 or what?
Well, let me send the spreadsheets as soon as I can get them. I can't. I'm having trouble talking and looking for them. Why don't you all talk and when you get these, you can look them over quickly. They're simple.
What I think would be a really good idea before we lock into anything is. I'm not sure if I followed you, Grace. Do you have a spreadsheet of what the expenses would be if we used the Beekman?
No, I don't have a spreadsheet for that.
I think it would be good if we made an expense sheet for
well,
the meeting.
You know what? Can you take the emails and the spreadsheet that I'm going to send you from Lynn and put it together?
That has the Beekman expenses on it?
No.
The email she just sent has Beekman expenses, more or less.
Not really.
Okay, look, here's what I'd like to do. The Pacifica board empowered this committee to choose a date for the PNB meeting. I think we're safe to go ahead and do that right now without locking in this hotel. Just from what I found out with even, you know, staying in YMCAs and stuff, it's that weekend of the 10th, 11th, and 12th is very doable.
Yeah.
So does somebody want to make a motion to have the meeting on that weekend?
If
well,
he is so moved.
Wendy, I still have a few questions.
Okay.
Did you figure out, did you do any comparison between Frank's YMCA-type costs and this place? Do you know how much the YMCA would cost or something along that nature?
There were several different places like that he checked out. Hostels of varying qualities and it seemed like the most was about $100 for rooms with two beds. They were bunk beds, you know, and they were maybe share a bathroom with your floor or share a bathroom with the one next door or something like that. But, you know, these were a lot different kinds of places than we're talking about with an all-in-one
hotel. Yeah, I understand. I'm just trying to figure the cost. So if there's $100 a room, two rooms, there's 10 rooms, let's say, so it's $1,000 a night and it's three nights, so $3,000 for rooms at a very inexpensive place. And this is somewhere like $5,000 for rooms here? Not so.
No. $6,000 something.
I thought that included the
meeting space.
Yeah, the room.
I thought Grace said that the meeting space was $1,950.
Yeah, the meeting space is $1,950. Okay, I just sent you the. There's one spreadsheet that has two tabs. It has the Berkeley and the LA.
I gotcha. So then the total cost for Beekman would be, so it's $6,500 for rooms and then about $2,000 for the space, so $8,500. Okay.
Well,
thank
no,
you.
It's not going to be. I mean, if you look at these expenses that I just sent you, you find that there are other expenses involved. There is coffee and tea service, which was $975.33. There was equipment, meeting room equipment, internet, $1,575.
These are costs at Berkeley or at Beekman?
These were at Berkeley.
Okay. Have you heard costs like this from Beekman?
No, I haven't done that fine. I haven't gotten it down to that fine level. I asked for coffee and tea service. I haven't gotten a response yet. Obviously, the catering is a little too high. There were no equipment costs in L.A.
Grace, the meeting space, equipment, and internet in Berkeley was something like $150.
Well, then Lynn's spreadsheet is completely wrong because it has right on the spreadsheet International House meeting room / equipment internet. Okay, maybe that's the meeting room and the equipment. I'm sorry.
Right, it is.
Okay,
that's
was $1,575.
That's what Bonnie told me it was.
Right, so that was $1,575. Okay, I'm wrong there. So the L.A. meeting.
Can I stop you for a second, John Almella? If you're listening to us, besides just streaming us, can you come on the call if you're listening?
Hello.
As a point of order?
Yeah.
It's my understanding that what we're dealing with, unless we've agreed, is the date.
Yeah, that's what I said, and then Jamie said, look, can I just ask a couple more questions, and nobody objected.
I made a motion that we take the weekend, I believe it was the 10th, the weekend of the 10th, and I didn't get a second. I would ask
you don't need one.
Oh, okay.
We're working on that.
Are we getting John on the?
Oh my God! They just found our ferret. Where was she? She's been gone for 3 days. Outside.
I'm on the call.
Oh, my God. This is the ferret, the most amazing ferret. She's gone through this about 6 times now. Okay. Sorry about that, guys.
Before you start with John, I'm not being able to open the spreadsheet. Can they be set PDF or Word?
I have no idea how to do that. Jamie, if you can do that.
Then you want me to send it PDF or Word? Okay.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, sure. It looks like the Berkeley meeting was $4,100 for the room and the hotel and everybody's lodging. Then it looks like this meeting is going to be about 70. Wait, 6,500 plus two, it's going to be 8,500 for that. So this meeting will probably come in around $4,000 more than the Berkeley.
Which is still one-fifth of what the previous, the meetings have cost historically.
Well, the last New York meeting, according to Lynn Magno, which is held in New Jersey, cost $65,000.
$65,000, that's incredible.
The New Jersey meeting did?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes. I just spoke to her yesterday. $65,000. You
the
can
one in Newark?
Call her, but that's what she told me. You have $4,095 for the meeting space and the lodging for Berkeley, right?
Right. And in New York, it seemed like it was going to be $8,500 more or less. Is that correct?
Yeah.
$6,500 for rooms and $2,000 for the hall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's excellent. And, you know, probably a lot of the big difference is the food.
Yeah.
No, we weren't factoring in the food.
Well, the
65,000
did.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean between the New Jersey meeting? Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to figure in a per diem for people in New York.
Yeah.
Right. I did, but the food in Berkeley we had 900. So, where is this on? What is this the one on? Is this like near Central Park?
No, this is 49th
and 1st. Near the UN.
Near the UN.
Okay. So, what, Bonnie, do you have an idea of what a per diem cost for food would be?
New York?
25.
The normal Pacifica per diem is 35 per day.
All right, if you do 35 a day, is it 30 people?
No, it should be...
25 times 35 is what? That's not
too much like math.
Well, I've got my little Excel sheet here. 25, I'm predicting it's going to come out to be $875. So that's $875 a day times 3 days or times 2.5 days. 2.5 days.
This is very good for considering.
So 2,000. It'd be 2,000 would probably be a good guess for the food.
2,000. Okay.
You know, if you do it
some
that way.
Some people will pay for their own, you know, not charge it to the. So I was asking for John just to see if he wanted to weigh in on any technical aspects. I know.
Hello?
Oh, hi there.
Yeah, this is the third time I've been on the meeting, but you haven't.
I'm sorry. Well, they found the ferret in the middle.
I know. I'm very happy about that.
I was, yeah, I guess I'm happy. I was sad she was gone, but I was happy she was gone. So when they say we have no sound system, that you actually have all that, right?
I talked to some people today, and I'm going to get more information tomorrow morning.
Okay.
The only thing I would suggest is that you find out from the hotel whether they allow you to bring in and whether you have to hire their engineers.
Okay,
thank you,
we'll
Bob.
Do.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Catering and audiovisual expenses are the way they make money on meetings.
Right.
But they don't care if we don't eat there. I already cleared that.
You did?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I did.
They don't have weird rules about having food in the meeting room?
I'm sure they do. I think that they probably would object to that. So, I mean, I've asked for them to give us a price for coffee and tea service, but I think we're going to have to deal with it the same way we dealt with it at the last two meetings. No large amounts of food in the room.
Right, but there is places that you can just walk to and go eat, right?
Yeah.
Not only that, all these rooms, I think most of these rooms are kitchenettes. You can cook.
Yeah.
Excellent.
They have kitchens.
We can compare recipes.
Whatever. No.
Whatever.
All right, so are we at the point now where we can choose a date?
I have asked all my questions.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go for the weekend of the 10th? And if the conference room isn't available, but the last day of July and the first weekend of August, we have that as the default.
I certainly have a problem with that. That's my family reunion weekend.
Wait a minute, didn't you say that your family reunion was the 24th, 25th, 26th?
No, it's the last weekend. If I did, I misspoke.
Oh, because we tailored this around your family reunion.
Oh, boy.
All right, so let's make it the weekend of the 24th, 25th. Right now they have decent availability, but the cheaper rooms are going to go the quickest.
Yep.
So it would be best to get it nailed down.
Okay, so that's the motion, that there's the first choice of July. You know, we need to pick it now. Isn't the motion to pick the 10th, 11th, and 12th?
I thought you meant tickets was signed.
If the sky falls, then it will be the 24th, 25th, 26th. Is that it?
John, what do you know about the Sotomayor hearing?
What does that have to do with us?
There's a possible national broadcast on the
13th.
Well, that's 2 days after the end of the meeting.
Well, it's on Monday.
No, it's not.
It would be the next day after.
There's no way.
Well, what do we do?
Is there not equipment in D.C. to be used?
No.
Well, is the point that John needs to go down to Washington before?
Yep.
Is that the issue?
Yeah.
Well, could we not have John do our technical stuff? Can we hire another? Can we get somebody else? Would that be workable, or is that not workable? For the PMD, because it seems like the most important thing is for John. Well, do you need to take your equipment that would be at the PMD meeting?
Some of it.
Yeah. Okay.
What kind of equipment is there in D.C.?
That they're not set up to do remotes like this.
Does that mean they don't have the equipment, or they don't have the skill?
They're not set up to do remotes like this.
Let me ask you a question, John. For one thing that I understood from talking before is that we don't know for sure that this date is going to be the hearing and that we'll, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'd have to talk to
people. Yet or anything.
I'd have to talk.
Do have people like Otis, right?
Yeah.
Who have the same equipment? Is that not true?
They have some equipment to do a PNB meeting.
That's what I mean. Do they have enough equipment to do a PNB meeting?
Probably.
All right. I suggest that we go ahead and pick a date. Who knows what'll come up after that date? We can't be held hostage to that.
Right.
Is that your recommendation, John?
Well, I don't know that Otis will be able to do it. and maybe something else that he talked about around that time.
Are you suggesting that we pick a different date?
It's up to you guys. I mean,
you
I'd be...
Why don't we work this out? First of all, we don't know for sure that the woman I'm doing this the logistics with from the hotel is not 100% certain that the conference room is open for the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Oh.
So we have to leave it a little bit open with one date, that being the first preference, I would assume, with a default date being which date? The third weekend of July, which is the fourth weekend of July, which is the weekend of the
24th? 24th, 25th, 26th.
That's the fourth weekend. It's like five weekends in July, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. We actually... Should we just pick these dates or poll the rest of the PNB? What should we do?
The PNB passed a motion saying the coordinating committee would pick today.
Okay. Good.
Well, they didn't say today, but the coordinating committee would pick the date of the meeting.
Okay.
Unanimous.
All right. So, John, I think John Almella and I will work it out tomorrow. The other thing is that somebody in New York should actually walk through this place and make sure it's...
Yep.
Everybody's satisfaction, or would be to everybody's satisfaction. There's got to be somebody who can go over there.
I would definitely take a look at the place, and I probably could find a PNB member to go with me.
Okay, that'd be great, because I think no matter how well recommended a place is, it's best to not take it sight unseen.
Could I suggest that not only that we do a walkthrough of the hotel, and John, maybe while you're doing that, you can also get some answers about their audiovisual, whether we have to use union people for any of the meeting space tasks, just the general information, and that we make a little budget that includes all of our potential costs. I think it's just a really good idea to do it so that they're surprised later. And also, I think it's really important before we set the date, are we sure that this is the place we want to go to, or are we looking at other locations? I didn't quite understand that.
My understanding was is that this is the place that that seemed to meet our needs best because the meeting space was on site. Is that not correct, Grace?
Yes.
Okay, so could we just make a budget based upon this place and also wait for John and whomever's going to go with him to go do a walkthrough and then... I mean, this is a pretty small committee. Can we communicate by email and make a final determination on the date?
Yeah, since you're familiar with this, Bonnie, you think you might be able to put the budget together?
I'm happy to put together a budget if somebody will call me with whatever they've researched from the hotel and the meeting space.
Okay, how about an email form?
Absolutely, that's fine.
Okay.
Hey, I have a question, Grace.
Yes?
In your conversations with, they're happy for us to be in the meeting room, like, from 9 in the morning till 11 at night or whatever we're going to do?
Well, I said 10 at night.
Right, sure. Okay.
Thank you.
I said 8 in the morning till 10 at night, and they were fine with that. But, John, you might want to cement that.
I mean, John, you know all the questions. The other thing you want to find out is if we can have security of the equipment and the setup when we're not in the room.
We already have a yes answer to that.
Excellent. So, John, maybe you and I could talk and just come up with a list of questions. Do you want to do that? Or do you want to just run with it?
That's fine. You want to give me a call, we'll come up with a list of questions.
Sure. Can I call you tomorrow morning? Because I got to bust out of here. I have a class.
Bonnie,
okay.
Why don't you send him an email that way, because there's 3 hours difference, so he may want to get there earlier than you're going to want to wake up and call him.
That's fine.
And Does that sound good, John?
John and I'll figure out a way.
Either way is fine with me.
Okay.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Okie doke.
Okay, so we now have no solid motions, really, but people are looking at the 10th, 11th, and 12th, and 24th, 25th,
26th. I'd like to put that in a formal motion, that it's this. Unless there's some unforeseen event, that it would be the weekend of July 10th, with the default date being the weekend of July 24th.
Okay, is there any objection to that motion?
No.
Jamie, are you taking notes on this meeting?
I'm not.
Okay, I've got that motion.
I guess I should, you've got that motion. That's like
I've got that motion.
That's basically
just make me give it back to you all.
The one
that's
thing.
My problem as secretary.
I don't want it back.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Bonnie and John, for looking into this further. I hope that we can kind of get this cemented right away so we can get the cheapest airfares and everything. Is there anything else that anybody wants to talk about?
I think we need to nail down if we want to, well, I think two people have to be in a room, or they have to pay for their own half of this if they want to be alone in the room. Anybody who chooses that option. And then,
okay. I need to bring this up again.
Yeah.
So Pacifica pays for 11 rooms for its 20, I'm just going to use really round numbers.
Wendy.
10 rooms for its 20 people. If somebody wants an extra room, they don't pay for half a room. They pay for a whole room because that makes Pacifica. I still don't understand this.
It works. It's that both people pay half that have single rooms.
All right.
It really does work. I know it sounds like it doesn't, but that's why you're getting stuck on it.
Well, you know
okay,
what, Wendy?
Are you one of those, would you want to get your own room this time, too?
Maybe.
Okay.
I have a question. How many people will come from out of town? I mean, of course, there'll be 17 out-of-town PNB members. And LaVon, I mean, she's kind of living here anyway. Is there anybody else who's coming in?
I think it's unreasonable to have John commute all the way from Staten Island in every day.
Okay.
Okay, so that's 18.
I mean, that's not going to be... He has too long a commute.
Right, so that's 18.
Yeah.
Why are we going with two rooms as opposed to... I mean, two occupants as opposed to three?
We're not. That's all... It's just a ballpark concept. If you want to send it out to the list and see who's willing to be three in a room.
Yeah, the rule has been two in a room ever since, I think when Nicole was ED, we decided then that we would be doubling up in rooms. Now, if somebody wants an extra one, they want to pay for it or pay half or whatever, that's fine. But we can certainly ask people who wants to do three to a room. I just don't think we can demand it. We have to be compatible, you know, understand each other's snoring habits and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, three people taking a shower at exactly the same time.
Yeah.
Well,
some will do it.
The thing is, it's a little bit tricky because the smallest rooms won't fit an extra bed. So, and they don't have single beds. They just have queen and king and a sofa that pulls out to a queen. So, you know,
it will depend on availability anyway.
Yeah, it'll depend on availability, but it's the larger rooms that'll fit three, and they're a little bit more expensive, and then there's a charge for bringing in the extra bed. I mean, if everybody wants to sleep two to a bed, we can, but nobody's going to want to do that. That's a little going a little too far.
I've slept with Mary Berg before.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for sharing. a lot of ways.
Well, if anyone wants to volunteer to do that, they'll just have to let us know.
Okay.
Because even the cheapest rooms can fit three people, as far as I can figure out.
If you do that.
Although
okay.
I'm starting to kind of lose my mind a little bit with the logistics here.
That's okay, but people are going to go and look at them.
Yes. And I think I sent you all the pictures of the rooms. I might not have sent it to everybody. I sent it to a few people.
They look fine. I was wondering why they didn't put them on the website for the play.
They're new.
I didn't see those studio rooms up there. They just don't have them up on the website.
I have. She sent the salesperson sent me pictures in an email. Let me send them if I can find them.
Okay. So what we're going to do, Grace, is I don't know if it's you or LaVon or who is going to remind, or you want me to do it. That's fine. I remind the PNB that our rule is that it's two to a room.
Yeah, I think you should do it as the chair of the
coordinating
committee.
Okay.
That makes the most sense to me.
Okay.
So I sent this to, you, Wendy, to Frank, to LaVon, and to John. So I'm going to send it to the rest of this committee. I won't send it to you again, Wendy. This is the pictures.
So the rate, you got the rate from the hotel.
Yes.
But it's different from their online posted rate.
I got the rates from Stacy, from Wilf, who grandfathered us in under their contract.
Oh, cool.
I think it's the same, though, as the rates that they quoted Carolyn Burden the other day. Without
well, their
the
rates
Wilf
on their
connection.
Website are like $300.
Are they?
More than that, some of them.
Well, nope, this is the rate that was worked out.
As long as you
I'll verify that tomorrow, but...
Okay, yeah, please.
Okay. So.
Okay, is there anything else we need to do on this call right now?
I think we need to reiterate, when you send out anything, Wendy... You need to reiterate that anybody who books late and has to pay a higher fare should have to shoulder the extra expense.
Oh, okay, I will, but we need to pick a date for the meeting before I can make that a very firm statement.
that's
Go
true.
Go for it, Wendy.
That's true, but...
I really want this date chosen in the next 2 days, if we can.
Okay.
Or by Friday, okay?
Sure. Sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So,
that's it.
I have to go back to the store where I bought my daughter several items of clothing, and they aren't in our bags anymore. So, if you guys are done, I'm done.
Okay, thank you, Wendy.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
And thanks, Bonnie, for doing this little budget thing.
Yeah, it's just a good idea. Keeps you from
sure. No, it's great.
Thanks.
All right, good night, folks. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.